We must all wear a lovely crown of fish heads. Though the differences were often wide and the selves real enough to cast a shadow, still we got along. There was no other choice, because we share this, whatever this is. By we, I mean you and me, together until the end. We heard it many times as the cracks grew wider. What would prevent a total takeover if the right citizens agreed, if the right armed citizens agreed? I'm surprised it has taken this long, as in send in the clowns, now it's send in the crowns. Look around, maybe they're here. Don't ignore the lessons of the dying and the dead. No time now to be afraid. Mutually beneficial arrangements have been made. Your end-of-life instructions have been tweaked a bit. For regretfully, you have been weaponized by a virus descended from a bat. You and the bat now have something in common besides fangs. You are both lethal organisms. But stay calm. Don't worry. We will always over-sedate, and please don't ask to resuscitate. This is just another stress test on the art of keeping your cool. I know people everywhere are having a rough time. The news is not good, and a billion grapevines can't be wrong. What's that sound growing louder? It sounds like a thick, blunt fist pounding on a table. Trump, Trump, Trump. It's like Russian army boots marching in Red Square. Trump, 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 Trump. The sound of a wooden club striking mud. Then the orifice-in-chief speaks. There's only one case. It's just like the flu. It will work out well. It's going to be just fine. We have it totally under control. March 6, 2020. Anybody right now and yesterday that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the tests, and the tests are beautiful. The tests are all perfect, like the letter was perfect. The transcript was perfect. And you know I like this stuff. My uncle was at MIT. He taught at MIT, like for a record number of years. He was a great super genius, Dr. John Trump. I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand it. Every one of these doctors said, "How do you know so much about this?" Maybe I have a natural ability. Maybe I should have done that rather than run for president. I understand that whole world. I love that world. I really do. To all you nasty governors, if you want more ventilators, you better play nice. Looks like by April, you know, in theory, it miraculously goes away. March 26, 2020. On reopening the country by Easter, Trump said he offered the holiday as a deadline because Easter's a very special day for me. Wouldn't it be great to have all the churches full? You'll have packed churches all over our country. I think it'll be a beautiful time. April 20, 2020, 40,000 Americans dead. Now we fondly remember when there was only one death. A him or a her, I can't recall. The news just keeps erasing itself wall to wall. Nothing is permitted. Everything is true. Go back, he said. Go back where you came from. You are not needed. The man who delivers our groceries is from Nigeria. His name is Alpha. I see him through the window carrying white plastic bags of bread, eggs, and milk. His mask is like a smile to me. How many lives has he saved? I yell through the glass, "Thank you," and he waves back. Why trade a known for an unknown? But it happens all the time. And you will, and they will, and I will, and we will. Travel, 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 never stopping until the moving finger writes and having writ moves on. But remember, when you're an American vlogger, and too far from home, and the quarantine comes down, the natives won't want you around to contaminate their town. Better call your embassy and leave the camper van behind. Oh, you don't have dual American-Canadian citizenship? Bummer. The border is closed to non-Canadians indefinitely. What can anyone really do now that it's here? And why go anywhere at all anymore, even if you could? And the demented choirs will sing as the cruise ships are loaded for their journey back to where you first appeared, just a tiny speck on a faraway coast, wearing a lovely crown of fish heads, waiting for the Corona Princess to take you to parts unknown. But over here in disunited states, many believe that the blood, capital B, lipstick, shiny, crimson, and dripping, is the solution. A reporter outside a church filled with worshipers defying science and common sense asks a woman who is leaving after the service, "Aren't you concerned you can infect other people inside?" "No, I'm covered in Jesus' blood. They could get me sick, but I'm not. I'm covered in Jesus' blood." Meanwhile, Trump was having nightmares about being covered in Megyn Kelly's blood, shrieking to anyone who would listen. You can see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever. Let's see where wherever might be. Her blood-streaked eyes, already mentioned. Her nose, not pretty, too violent. How about her anus, too painful? Her wherever must be, of course, the last place he'd look, her cunt. But he's afraid to say her ruddy, bloody cunt, lest Medusa Kelly pulls out her tampon and flings it in Trump's face, turning his tongue to stone. And if Trump said, "I want to wear a crown and be worshipped like a king or a mullah or a beautiful messiah," and tweeted, "I am perfect and divine. There is no one greater in heaven or on earth. I give you my beautiful, perfect MAGA Corona blessing." Though the waters are yellow and cloudy, it's going to disappear. One day, it's like a miracle. It will disappear. What then? Would his worshippers say, "Yes, God is great, but Trump was sent by God to save America from the fake pandemic. Live free and die. It's just that simple." Would they wear American flag war paint on their faces, brandish their bump stock equipped assault rifles, and terrorize the non-believers as blasphemers? Would they round them up and force them to work in meat packing plants and go suicide shopping while Trump exclaims, "I've seen the people. I've seen interviews with the people. They're great people." April 30, 2020, 55,225 Americans dead. Hundreds of protesters, thick, chesty white men, mostly, some armed with pistols, assault rifles, ammo clips, and bulletproof vests, stormed the Michigan State Capitol, demanding the coronavirus stay-at-home order be ended, though it would mean more infections and more deaths. Some carried Trump signs, some waved Confederate flags. One sign read, "Arbeit macht frei," the Nazi slogan placed above the entrance to the Auschwitz concentration death camp. Others declaimed, "Liberty and freedom above safety and security." "My freedom doesn't end where your fear begins." Another sign shouted, "Jesus is my vaccine." This was the American Patriot Rally, May 1, 2020. In the Midwest, a security guard at a Family Dollar was shot in the head and killed after turning a customer away who tried to enter the store without wearing a face mask. "Come, you sinners, gather round. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All you winners I have found." May 1, 2020. 66,600 Americans dead. Pack up your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for election day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. Trump is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Scratched on a cell wall in Cairo's notorious scorpion prison is a Christian prayer in Arabic from the Book of Hours. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. From the headlines, in India, coronavirus fans religious hatred. Indian Hindus took a Muslim sick with coronavirus to a Hindu temple and forced him to renounce Islam before they would take him to a hospital. A minister in the South held a service before a packed congregation and preached that God would never allow the coronavirus in his church. Less than 2 weeks later, 4 members of his family were infected and he was dead. When religion reigns, it covers the earth in a great flood. That was what the Book of Noah was saying. Religion covered the world like a flood and laid it to waste. That's what's happening today, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. May 13, 2020, 83,953 Americans dead.